Hello and welcome to Southern Comfort, a SoCon podcast where we talk all things Southern Comfort sports. Cole Spivey here as always with Will Fleming. Will, you want to say what's up to the people?
What's going on?
This week, you know, we're kind of doing our first interview of the season. We got a guy who was all freshman last year at VMI, has transferred in conference, and as it stands now, I believe is the only first-time transfer this year that's going to have to sit out. Honor Huff. Honor, you want to say what's up to the people?
What's up? You know, thank you for having me, you know. Happy to be on here for
sure. Honor, let's go ahead and let's talk about where it all started for you in high school ball. You played in high school first in Allentown, Pennsylvania, freshman through junior year, and then you end up transferring up to, how do you say this, Perry Oakman School?
A lot of people buffle that name, Perky Oakman School.
Yeah. Perky Oakman School. So you own the school records in most recent a season, most recent a game, and most career three-pointers. Yeah. Kind of talk about your high school career.
So, you know, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. So my dad moved to Pennsylvania going into my freshman year. And my mom just felt, you know, to, you know, hone my craft and get to the next level, get a full scholarship, it was best if I moved with him just for basketball reasons. So I moved with him. We got to Dariff High School, you know, freshman year, just played JV. I was a little 5'2 kid out there just shooting threes. But, you know, it was cool. Moved into my sophomore year. That's when I started right away on varsity my sophomore year. We had a pretty – one of our best seasons. I had a rough 3 years at Dariff, to say the least. You know, we lost a lot. And then my junior year, we were going to transfer to Perky Oakman School right after my sophomore year. So I was going to reclass through my sophomore year at Perky Oakman School. But my dad felt it was a big jump for me going to my junior year to just, you know, lead the team, gain some confidence, and, you know, do more things than just shoot threes. Cause I shot a lot of threes my freshman, sophomore year at varsity. And that's how I like probably I broke the record and stuff. So junior year just kind of got into myself with just more than threes, getting to the basket, finding others. And after my junior year, it was just like, we knew I was going to make that move up to Perky Oakman School kind of already. I was already applied, all that stuff, granted the access to the school. I got to the gym a lot after school at Dariff. So I kind of was already on the way to Perky Oakman School. So, I mean, that 3 years, are we going into Perky Oakman or you want me to go into
go
that?
For
or,
it. Yeah. Go for it.
Talk about it a little bit.
So, yeah, my junior year, I did my junior year over again at Perky Oakman School. I reclassed. So it was a good 2 years. My first year was great. I mean, we put ourselves on the map. You know, we're not a known school. And my coach was – that was like his fourth year. So he was just becoming, you know, who he was. And so playing like, you know, the Blair Academies, the Westtown School, you know what I'm saying? Like those schools really just kind of put us on the map. Going into my senior year where I kind of got to lead the team, you know, we was ranked top 25 prep team in the country, which is, you know, obviously great. You know, some big schools on there, IMG, Montverde. So it was cool to be on there. You know, COVID kind of hindered that season a lot. We played half the games, probably played like 13. So average about like 24, 23, something like that. So, I mean, my high school career was a little rocky, but, you know, it got me to where I needed to go, and that was to get a full scholarship. So I was grateful for that.
Did you want to talk about, you know, kind of what that felt like? I think COVID was kind of different for everybody. So, you know, what were your feelings during that senior year?
It was a blessing and a curse to me. You know, a lot of people say COVID, they like being home and stuff like that. I mean, I definitely enjoyed, you know, having the freedom at home a little bit, but, you know, as far as me recruiting wise, it kind of hurt a lot. You know, I'm a undersized combo guard. I'm not your typical short point guard. I'm like a scoring guard. So if a lot of schools didn't see me in person, they didn't really want to offer me. So I'm talking to a lot of different schools, but they're not really trying to throw the offer at me because, you know, I'm not one of those kids. You just, off film, we're going to offer them. It's kind of like, you got to go see them, and they couldn't see me. So really going through COVID, and in terms of that aspect, it was hard. You know, I really was getting frustrated with a lot of schools. I was getting really frustrated. But at a life standpoint, I mean, Perky Oakman School is a boarding school, so I lived there. So it was different leaving and going back home and just staying there. But, I mean, school-wise, it was cool. I mean, I still worked out with my dad. So it was a different process, rough process. But I think it just hurt the most in recruiting for me, honestly.
For sure. So let's skip forward and talk about year one of the Southern Conference at VMI. You mentioned, you know, recruiting was a bit of a challenge for you. Kind of go over your list of offers and then we'll kind of jump into VMI.
So my junior year, We played at this big the Hoopall Classic tournament. It was a big one. Well, I don't know. It was different. It was another like classic tournament at Babson College. We played Northfield Mount Hermon. They were ranked like fourth, I think. I had like 30 something. I think that's when Coach Gowski first saw me. And Central Connecticut State had offered me that day, like that. Like the next day, they called my dad. But it was kind of one of those fake offers because, like, I don't know. I heard from him for like a week, 2 weeks. And then, like, I had a couple string of little bad games, never really heard from them again. So I don't know if I count that as an offer. I don't know. So in my senior year, I was talking to about 15 D1 schools, Patriot League, American East, kind of like little low major conferences. And, you know, Coach Gossett gave me my offer in the summer of my junior year. Going into my senior year, I had the offer. So my dad was getting kind of restless because I'm waiting for other schools to come in. You know, I didn't really like the military aspect of VMI, but I did love Coach Gowski, but it was just kind of like, ugh, that military part. So I just kind of waited it out. My dad was just getting kind of restless because they were like pressing me, like, you know, if you don't come in soon, you know, it's going to be off the table. So my dad just told me one day, he was like, you're going, like, you gotta commit. So I committed like kind of early my senior year before the season even really started. So yeah, that's how that came about.
Now you're talking about them recruiting you. And you mentioned, you know, not really having film as your senior year. Do you think that those guys at VMI can see something that maybe some of the other programs can't? Camden Kerfman, Trey Bonham, right, Jake right. Evans, Honor Huff. Clearly they know how to recruit. Do you feel that when you were being recruited by them?
They have to. And I definitely felt that they have to. They definitely told me from the jump they had confidence in me that you're going to play right away. You're gonna do these things. And the things they said I would do, I did last year. So, you know, they definitely have a vision. They have to have a different vision than a Chattanooga Wood or, you know, the Kentucky, the regular schools. They have to have a different kind of sense of who they're recruiting, how they're going to fit in the system. And I think, they had a rough couple years to start, but once you got it all together, I mean, you see like Jake, his potential, the way he grew in those 4 years, like you got to find a certain amount of people who are willing to, you know, go through what you go through on the hill, like outside of basketball, but also can help on the court as well. And I think they did a good job with all of us, including me. They saw a vision of me, small guard. We're going to get them to his spots, get them in transition. You know, they use what they can to their advantage. And I think that's what he did to me. He uses my strengths rather than focus on my weaknesses. And I think that's what a lot of coaches did, you know, me being undersized and stuff.
And let's talk about your strengths real quick. You know, you're a very effective shooter at 44% last year. Shot 37.7, basically 38% from three. Talk about that year for you as a player, you know, being your first year in the SoCon. What did you expect when you came in there? Did you do everything you expected?
I did more than what I expected. I mean, honestly, my goal, honestly, was to come in there. And really, I'm not going to lie, try to win freshman of the year. That's what I really wanted to do coming in. But I had a rocky summer. So that's why, you know, beginning of the year, I didn't really play a lot. Came off the bench. And they just, in practice, I started picking it up towards getting the SoCon play. And we hit a game at Mercer where we just couldn't put the ball in the basket. And I was kind of, you know, getting in there and doing my thing kind of. And next game against Citadel, he said, we're going to start Honor. And then obviously, you know, it took off from there. So I think my first year was as good as I could imagine. You know, he gave me a chance to play and right away and have a major impact. And I think once he gained the confidence in me, I gained confidence in myself. And that's when I started, you know, shooting more step backs, shooting, being more, you know, free with my game. And I think that's when we as a team, but as well as me, took things, you know, to the next level. So, I mean, yeah. I think when as good as I think I should have either won cold freshman year or won it. But, you know, I definitely think Jason Roach deserved that wholeheartedly. I say that he definitely deserved it. So I can't sit here and knock that. So I'm just grateful to have been on the freshman team, honestly, and recognized for what I did.
And now let's kind of look at the other part of that freshman year for you that was different than any other SoCon school, VMI. You mentioned, you know, your high school was a boarding school. You're kind of in a very similar process at VMI. Talk about life off the basketball court that first year.
Oof, life, it was rough, to say the least. It was rough. You know, I came in, I'm a, you know, city kid from New York. You know, I wasn't really accustomed to Virginia, the Lexington, that part of Virginia, or just that kind of, I don't know, swag that they carry themselves with. So, you know, them yelling at me all the time, them Randolph, like, you know, just yelling at me, knocking on my window, banging on my door, not the autonomy that I had at Perky Omerscore or Dariff. Like, it was just kind of mind-boggling. And, you know, I struggled a little bit at the beginning just talking back to the kid, because they're students yelling at you, really. They're seniors and stuff. So it's like I was getting in trouble a lot talking back, just saying, like, you know, don't talk to me like that, you know. And just kind of had to talk with Coach Gowski, actually. He was just like, you know, you just got to put that to the side. It's just a mind game. You know, you know, you're here to play basketball, you're here to get an education. Yeah. Just put that past you. You know, once you did that, you just kind of just laugh. You just laugh it off. They just yell at you. And, you know, it was hard because, you know, you wear a uniform, you can't really do things you want to do. So in rough patches, you wake up kind of just like, dang, like, did I make the right decision? During a hell week, I had some days I went to call my dad. I told him, come get me, come pick me up. But he said, no, you got to stick it out because you're not going to go. And, you know, I'm glad he said that. So, and, you know, Coach Gauss, Coach Earl, they were great in helping us get through that. The freshman, you know, it was five of us. So just helping us get through that, just staying focused on the game and education. I think that's what made my first year as good as it could be. But off the court, it definitely you have those days. That's all I can really say. You definitely have those days.
And of course, we've interviewed, you know, Jake from VMI as well. What do you do when you're not playing basketball at VMI?
Studying, you know, doing some homework or getting yelled at. You know, as a freshman, it was hard. You know, they could pick on you whenever they wanted. Like, Jake had it kind of easy this year. Like, he was a senior man on campus. Jake Stevens, like, he's good. As a freshman, you know, you think you start, you on freshman team, you're averaging 10 points per game, you come to campus, you're him. But nah, VMI, they don't care. They don't care about basketball. Like, it was just, there's no real free time, honestly. As a freshman, you're always doing something. I'm either doing rifle stuff, playing with a rifle in my room, folding clothes. Like, you're always doing something. They always had you occupied if I wasn't on the basketball court. So we stayed as much as we could on the court or in the locker room, honestly. Because we didn't really think about to go out there.
So let's transition back to the season a little bit. SoCon tournament, I think it's everyone's favorite weekend.
Yeah.
Overall, you go to Asheville, you know, you're all in similar hotels. It's a fun experience. Talk about the Southern Conference tournament for you, and talk about the tough loss and even maybe the CBI following the tournament.
I mean, it was cool for me. You know, I never really – at Perky O'Meal School, I mean, we played in the state tournament, played against, like, West Town and all that. And that was pretty big, but that's definitely the biggest thing I've been a part of. And it was cool, you know, especially because, you know, as a freshman, I'm getting to play in it. And it's kind of not just like I get to feel the experience. It's like, okay, I'm going to have to perform in it. And that was cool. You know, the practices, the shoot-arounds, the media, it was cool. And you know how they recognize you before the game. That was cool. I like that. You know, Jake was battling his ankle injury in that Wofford game. So that kind of – that hindered us a lot. I don't think I played my best. Probably put up, like, six shots. So I didn't really assert myself out there. And then – you know, I was the one who fouled Max Klesmit on that last bucket for them to win the game. So it was kind of on me right there. So that kind of hurt too. But he let us stay an extra day too. So we got to watch the games. And it was cool. It was annoying to see Wofford get smacked by Chat that next game. Because it was kind of like, if we beat them, even people here that was on the team last year, no, we would have gave them a better shot than Wofford did. So it was kind of like, damn, like we didn't take advantage of the opportunity. But it was cool to be a part of. I'm actually excited to go back this year. I mean, hopefully I'm able to play while I'm there. But that was a good experience. Obviously not. The hotel, seeing the other teams, just going around Asheville. I've never been there before. So that was a good experience. I wish we would have stayed longer, you know, got a win. But that was unfortunate. But, you know, it was cool. The CBI was definitely cool. I had fun being in, you know, Florida. Never really been there. So it was cool to, you know, get out there, have some fun. He let us kind of, yeah, we had free reign when we didn't have practice and just kind of do what we wanted. Just walk around, go to the park, go to the beach. That was definitely cool. Another game I feel like we should have won and stayed longer. But, you know, again, Jake's still hurt. I think at that point, we're all kind of like, okay, what's going to happen? Because we're just like, dang, like, we don't want the season to end. Trey's kind of going crazy trying to get his. And it's just like, all right, well, I'm trying to get mine. So that was a tough loss right there. I feel like a game we could have won against UNCW. But, I mean, at the cultivation of it was a great season. It was fun. It definitely was one of his best seasons, Coach Earl, as a head coach. So, and then we didn't want to end it that way. We wanted to end it a little further down. But, you know, to end it in Florida with your boys going back to hell at VMI, it was just like you had to enjoy Florida one way or another. He let us again stay another night, so we didn't have to go back so fast. So that was cool, you know, just chilling on the beach. And then, you know, you got to go back to face VMI. So, no, it was a cool experience at year one. I won't lie. It was It's better that we were winning because, you know, Coach O has some, you know, some rough years, but I'm glad he got to pick it together and put all the pieces together to have a winning season. Yeah. That was good for me year one.
And before Cole kind of attacks this next question, I will ask, you know, I'm a big football guy. I played at HSU. VMI's never good at football. When you were there, they were pretty good. I mean, yeah, it was a pretty good year for VMI sports. Did it feel a little different on campus when you guys started to win a little bit more?
Nah, it definitely felt different because, you know, they had just come off winning the SoCon that year before. Yep. So it was big, you know, on campus about football, making sure we're there at the games, you know. And then it's crazy because at VMI, I had got in trouble because I went to a party at JMU and freshmen not allowed to leave. So I got in big trouble. Like, it's hard to explain because, like, it's like demerits and PTs and stuff that, you know, people don't understand. But, like, I got a lot of those. I was in big trouble. And the commandant of the school, I had to form 24 myself, which is basically turning yourself in to tell him what you did. So I told him what I did. And he actually kind of sided with me and just kind of said, you know, I understand, you know, it's hard coming from where you came from. You know, I know it's hard being a freshman, can't really do anything. And he kind of just gave me some leeway. And he was really on my side ever since then. So he would have meetings and he would be like, Rat Huff, where you at? And maybe stand up in front of the whole school trying to commemorate me. And it's crazy because I did something bad. I didn't do anything good yet. The season didn't even start yet. So he did a good job of telling people to come to the games, you know. And then you build relationships at VMI. That's a big thing. I will take VMI. I can't knock VMI for that. Yeah. You build great relationships. And my best friend still goes there right now. So you tell freshmen pull up, come to the game. They'll tell their friend, their dykes and stuff, their seniors, come to the games. And that just built. And, you know, Saturday games, everyone has to go. So, you know, when we're winning and stuff, it's great because, you know, they know you. They know who you are. A lot of people coming up to me, I don't know who you are. They know who I am. They came to the game. So, I mean, it was good. The notoriety we got for winning and having one of the best seasons under Coach Earl was big. You know, it was cool. Along with football. Basketball and football, the biggest two schools at VMI. Everybody knows who's on those teams. So, it was cool year one. I won't lie.
And I think you'll get a new experience when you get to go back and play at VMI now, still being in the SoCon. I'm sure that'll be a shock for you.
I can't wait.
But let's kind of go, you know, the CBI, you lose to UNC Wilmington, a really good team. It went on to the championship of that game.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of in the summer, late spring, and Dan Earl's gone to University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. What are those first thoughts for you? What was that feeling like to find out, you know, your head coach that brought you in, put you up for so much success is now leaving?
Right. So, I mean, we had a meeting. He called a meeting in the room. We kind of had a feeling, honestly. It was a weird, like, meeting call. And, you know, a lot of speculation was going around. And, you know, he said it was best for his family. And I understood that wholeheartedly. I mean, we're not going to hold him back. I'm not going to hold him back from what he feels is the best for him and his family. So when he told us he was going, we kind of looked around, you know, just where do we go next? You know, like, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, Coach Gowsey's trying to get the job. So we don't know where we're going. Trey might enter the portal. He doesn't know. He might stay. So, you know, it's big. Jake doesn't know what he wants to do. So we're all just trying to kind of figure out where we want to go for our future moving forward. So that's really where it took us. Like, dang, like, I wasn't really mad at him. I wasn't really mad at the situation. I kind of was just like, okay, well, where do I go from here? I mean, I had a good freshman year. Do I enter the portal or just kind of stay and see where it takes me here? So that's kind of where my mind was when he first departed.
Now, did you ever think of going anywhere else, or was it always kind of to follow Dan like Jake did?
Be honest, it was really Chat probably one. Like, I would talk to a lot of schools, and they would say, are you going to Chat? And I'll be honest with you, I'd be like, I'd always say, like, I'm be honest with you, Coach, there's a good chance that, you know, I go with Coach Earl to Chat. There was probably maybe one other school I was considering, but other than that, and it wasn't really a consideration. It was still probably gonna be Chat at the end of the day. I didn't make my decision as fast as Jake. You know, he got in the portal. He committed a couple of days after. It wasn't that much of a, yeah, I'm going, but it was pretty much, yeah, I knew I was going to Chat, honestly.
Obviously, you know, transitioning to a different school, was it nice having Jake kind of with you? You knew Jake ahead of time, you know, was it nice to kind of have him by your side doing that?
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, you know, he's trying to pitch his way to get me there too, because, you know, he committed pretty fast. He took me to the airport when I went on my visit, actually, you know, and I told him, I kind of told the coaches I committed on my visit. So when I came back that Sunday, he was hyped, he was excited. You know, it's good to go through this process. That's my guy. I got a lot of love for him. So it's good to go through this process with him and see him coming here. That definitely played a big part in my decision. If he waited it out a little longer, I probably would wait it out a little longer. But he committed right away. So having him there, knowing he's there, my coach is there, it's kind of like, okay, well, I love playing with Jake. He did a lot for me as a freshman. It's just like, okay, well, I might have to go.
Again, to go. I think it speaks volumes about Dan Earl. You know, with Trey Bonham going to Florida, with Kirkman going to Marshall, again, UNJ going to Chat, kind of speaks volumes what type of coach he is.
And it's crazy because he's able to get these under-recruited, you know.
Yeah, all of you guys.
Right. We all were and just create something out of them in this offense that, you know, a lot of pie coaches couldn't. And, you know, it's great to see Trey, and that's my guy. Great to see him at Florida. Great to see Cam, my guy, at Marshall, you know, doing their thing because, you know, it's good to venture, especially Trey at Florida, venture out like that because Florida wasn't looking for him when he was coming out of high school. Now they know, like, and I think it was the same thing with me, you know. It was cool seeing schools reach out. It's kind of like, okay, well, now I did a little bit for myself, you know. I showed what I can do when a lot of schools didn't think I could, and we go thank Coach O for that, putting us in the right positions, you know, giving us the opportunity to show what we had. So I felt it was only right I would pay him, you know, come follow him here, even through the situation. Obviously, I'm sure we'll probably get into next. So, yeah.
Yeah, so let's look at the now. What is life like at UTC?
Coming from BMI, this is the life. This is the life, you know. You know, it's cool, you know, wake up, go to class, practice, and then it's really just honors world, you know, do what I want to do, which I thought. It's kind of what I thought college would be like coming out of high school. Obviously, besides VMI, it's definitely different, but it's a great experience, you know, meeting friends, meeting new people, going here. Like tonight, we might go to Taco Mac, we might go get some food. Like at VMI, you know, we couldn't do that. So, not against VMI. I love the people there. You know, like I said, my best friend still goes there, but it's definitely a sigh of relief when, you know, I get to kind of just be free and be myself around everybody and just do what I want to do from the morning to the nighttime. So, life at UTC is great. And the people, the community, it's all good. I really like it.
Let's kind of look at, you know, the possibility of having to sit out for that redshirt year. There's a lot of guys, SoCon ties. Mason Faulkner is one I think of immediately. I don't think you got the chance to play against him in the SoCon, but I saw the growth he made in person as a redshirt, that redshirt year. Bo Hodges sat half a season at Butler. Damari Monsanto had to sit some at Wake. Talk about what you're looking forward to or what you can be excited about in that redshirt year if you have to take it.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. That's what we thought about when I committed. Was kind of when I talked to my dad, it's kind of like, obviously, you know, you have to sit, but this the coach that gave you opportunity, let you play. Your offense, the offense fits you perfectly. It's kind of like, okay, well, you know, I'm 5'10", 150. This year off, let's get you to 5'10", 160, 165. Let's get you right. Let's get you there so you can bang with people. You can take, you know, the contact when you go into the basket. You can do all these things. So we kind of looked at it as a good thing, honestly. I never really looked at it as a bad thing. Like a lot of coaches recruiting me in the portal kind of just saying, well, you know, you have to sit. And they thought I looked at it as a kind of hindrance, a bad thing. But honestly, we look at it as an exciting opportunity. If I can't play, you know, we still want to fight to play. You know, it's hard seeing people get transferred, getting waivers and stuff like that, and they get to play. And I never knew this was the only – I never knew it would be the only conference. And that's why I think we're pushing it more.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I think it's going to be a good thing. If I do have to sit, I'm not going to be down about it. I think I'm going to be the most positive person about it. Because like you said, even Malachi had to sit coming here his first year. Yeah. So this is kind of like you just, you know, try to get them to the tournament, be the best teammate I could be. But when it's my time, I know I'll be ready and make some noise.
That's a great great outlook on things too, especially since you're kind of in a lone situation compared to a lot of different players. With that being said, what are you looking forward to this year? Do you have any goals? If you can't play, what are your goals? I know you said kind of bring your weight up a little bit. The obvious goal is a team, as a championship, right? Again, give me your team goals and your personal goals.
So team goals, it's crazy because we did a little activity like a week ago. We just kind of wrote our own goals, personal, and then, you know, team goals that we have. You know, of course, everyone just won a SoCon championship, win it back. And for people that were here, win it back to back, you know, win it, go back to the tournament. I think that's a big thing for Coach O, just trying to get, obviously, it's a lot of pressure on him because, you know, he's coming from BMI. They just won a tournament. It's kind of like, okay, well, you kind of got to, you can't rebuild. You kind of got to keep going, moving forward. And I think, he did a great job recruiting and getting us in the right position. I think this team is a great team. We got a lot of different people with different weapons that we can use. From a team standpoint, you know, it's just to get back to the tournament, you know, maybe try to win the tournament. They had a big chance to beat Illinois. So it's kind of like they had a great chance. So, you know, that's the goal, just try to get back there, you know, be the best team we could be in the SoCon. And they got us three, and that's pretty high. But, you know, we want that number one spot. So that's definitely what we want. Personal, if I can't play, like you say, yeah, getting my weight up, just trying to get a little stronger to take hits, all that stuff, and, you know, just get better, hone my craft, and help be the best team that I could be, because obviously I'm going to be on scout team, so I might have to emulate, you know, Quest Glover. I might have to emulate Bubba Parham.
You know? Quest Glover, man. Good luck with that.
I'm going to do my best to do that as a teammate, but if I can play, you know, again, to still just be the best team that I could be, you know, lead the team, because, you know, I know the offense, I know the defense more than they will, even the older guys, so I kind of have to take that lead, like, even with Jake, and kind of, like, get guys to be where they need to be, or, you know, help them out with things that they probably don't understand right away, which I didn't either. So either way, it's just both being the best team that I could be, you know, and just if I can play, let's rock out. Let's get back to the tourney. That's what I want to do since I was a kid. Let's get back there, you know. I'm going to do my part. And if I can't play, I'm still going to do my part, just more personal growth part of it if I can't play.
Yeah. Cole, before you go to the next question, I will say I think of all the VMI guys we've recruited or we've interviewed here, they all have the similarity. They're all team players. They all want the best for each other, people. And I think that's such a big VMI thing, especially in all the other schools. I mean, it's incredible. It speaks volumes. So, again, to Coach Earl, to VMI, and to you as a person.
Right.
Yeah, mentioning that red shirt, you know, kind of playing on the scout team, getting the plays almost other players. Reminds me, my senior year at Western Carolina, we had a guy who got the opportunity to play as Isaiah Miller. He played better as Isaiah Miller than he did his own game.
He did himself.
Yeah, you might find something to add there, you know, if you're trying to be Quase Glover, other great players. When I say, I'm going to put this in my bag now.
I might put that mid-range that he loves in my bag. I have to put that in my bag.
My favorite question to ask on the podcast when we interview SoCon guys, best, worst place to play, the place you hated to travel to, the place you look forward to traveling to.
Okay. That's a good question. The worst place to travel to in terms of length, it was definitely Samford. That was a far drive. We didn't fly. We drove. That was a long trip. Oh my God. And to lose on a buzzer beater, that made it worse. I made that trip worse. So but like in terms of just playing in the arena, I don't know. It was something about, I'm gonna be honest with you, Cole, Western Carolina. It was something about the air there. Like we had probably one of our worst games, and Jake wasn't playing at West Carolina. I don't know. I played like crap. So probably West Carolina. I didn't like the atmosphere. I didn't like it. Best place to play. I mean, I like Wofford's gym. But I'm gonna have to say Chat, because that's where I had my best game, and I'm here now. So definitely best place to play Chat. I love the arena where I'm looking down. I really, really do love it.
One of the last questions, we always like to wrap this up. Talk about, every basketball player has plays in these circuits, AAU, all that stuff. You play against really good players. Who's the best player you've ever played against at any level?
At any level.
So and it can be the SoCon too.
I didn't really play, but Lonnie Walker, he played at Reading High School. He was pretty good. Probably Alondis Williams this year, ACC Player of the Year, he was torching us. He was pretty good. The Betts, and then, you know, Joe Girard, he was nice, you know, 50-point score. Probably going to have to go Cam Reddish, though. Cam was nice.
Pretty decent player.
He was nice.
Let's go ahead and let's talk about, I thought to add this question a little earlier. You know, we've interviewed Jake. You know, he has his own podcast now. I feel like Jake's a pretty interesting guy himself.
Yeah.
Do you have any pretty funny Jake Stevens stories to share?
Oh. So it's something at VMI where, like, the freshman has a senior kind of mentor leader. It's called, like, a rat in his dyke. And Jake was mine, ironically. And like I told you before, I used to get in trouble a lot. So there was a time where when you had to go and talk to the commandant and stuff, you got in trouble, you had to bring your dyke with you. So I had to bring Jake with me. And there was a point in time for 2 weeks straight. When I say 2 weeks, I'm not exaggerating. You can ask him. He had to come with me every single day to go talk to the commandant because I kept getting in trouble. And he was so mad. Like, it's hard to explain over like the Zoom, but like if you saw his face, like, he would be like, appreciate you. Good looks. Like, he just kept saying like positive words with the straightest face. And it was so funny. Like, the team was dying. I kind of felt bad because I was really putting him in these positions where he wouldn't want to go chill. And he got to come with me to go talk to this person and get in trouble. But nah, Jake's hilarious. That's a great guy. His podcast is blowing up too. Shout out Jake, man. Shout out Jake
for sure.
Kind of wrapping things up here, you know, in the era of NIL. If there's anything you want to plug, maybe something you're interested in sponsoring in the future, if they'd ever give you a call, you know, kind of give you an opportunity of a platform.
I'll take it, man. It's hit me up.
Yeah. Will, you have anything to add?
Nah, man. I wish the best for you, and very impressed, like I said, about your you know, your goals for even the redshirt season. It says a lot about you as a teammate. It says a lot about you as a person. And man, as much as I have been hating on Chattanooga, I'm an ETSU guy. I look forward to seeing you guys play, man. I looked at your roster before we did this, and you guys have a lot of big pieces. And man, I look forward to seeing what each and every one of you guys can do this year.
No, I appreciate y'all. Thank you for having me on here. I mean, I was kind of excited when I got, you know, he texted me about it. I mean, I'm excited to be on here. Man. So thank you. I appreciate it. Hopefully, you know, we could be ETSU. I'm on the floor. Hopefully be West Carolina back. I'm on the floor, you know, but even if I'm not, still hopefully we beat them, you know. Appreciate y'all.
You got to get your revenge in that one in Cullowhee. But yeah, man,
got to.
Either way, you know, play next year or not, we appreciate your time. I'm hoping you're playing, because if you get a year to get better, I'm not sure we're going to want to see you on the court after that.
Golly.
We appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.